must you say?
What kind of drum do you require? That too is a matter of dispute. Some say, as we mentioned last time, Kivega. Oh, Kivega's here now. Thanks to Mike, we all have our Kivegas. Everyone have one of these things? Who did not get one of these? Okay, thank you so much. I cut it a few things on Thursday, and Michael copied. Everyone just take one. Give me one. No. This is a comment. This is for the Marama Comas. It has Kivegas, and it has the base mayor with the title cut off. That's on your left, and the classic Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa, which you can tell by the print on top. So the Kivegas says over here. Let's read it inside together. Take it from the top. Chidushi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kivega. The first piece says, Rabbana Tiknu Aliyai. Midivya Ran Shevesi Begillion Simin Resh Samach Gimel Vivong and Avram Sikot and Dal Muchach Lachora. The Sviel, the Kiddush Aliyai and all the Pasu Daraisa. Okay. Good morning. We take away Ellie. We already have such a Shita. Please, Kevin. You have it. Okay. Fine. The next piece is what's critical. Chemasha betosis. Laniyas daiti mucha kain to Rabbi Kivega. Imagine lo mekash to Rabbi Kippurim shechal b'Shabbos. As we spoke about, guys, one of these, please. The fact we don't make this year, it's going to be relevant this year. We don't make Kiddush. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Lo teish yedei Kiddush the Shabbos b'Raisa. El ha'akorcha, mishum diyoz, and b'tfila. Shoy. Ulam kasha li midivri harasha ochiach den kiddush v'makom suda. Hu daraisa, that's his pshat in the rush. I'm not masking. Mimada parchinim lo mamalei la kiddush v'vei knishta. Rabbi say, we're learning Pesachim. We sometimes get lost. Please open the Gemara Pesachim. We shouldn't think that you bought the Gemara for no reason. Sometimes we feel that way. This is the beginning of our Pesachim. The very beginning of the Perek. It's on Av Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Last line. Also, the other Mishnah Kiddush Beis Knesses. Amar Rabbi Dayayin Lo Yotzu De Kiddush Yotzu. Shmuel Amar Kuf Aleph. I'm sorry, it's Kuf Amid Beis. Kuf Aleph and Aleph top line. Afi De Kiddush Lo Yotzu. El Rav Lo Amal De Kiddush Beis for your children. Shmuel Amar De Kiddush Beis Knishta. Afu Yorchi Bnei Chavasan. Fine. What do you see from that? If someone is in shul and no one's eating there, there's no need to make kiddush. That's why the mechaber paskins, you're not allowed to make kiddush in shul. Famous psak. The mechaber paskins that way. They may have mentioned it. You can't change the minig. I didn't talk about that. I'm so forgetful. If you have a Shulchan Aruch here, he discusses kiddush in shul. How many guys got Shulchan Aruch over the weekend? Not too many guys begged, borrowed, or stole Shulchan Aruch? I guess not. Okay, you're too honest. Okay, but there is a simon in the Shulchan Aruch which is, talks about Kiddush in Shul. I guess it's probably before Mr. Boyle left my office somewhere. There's such a simon entitled Kiddush in Shul. And the Shulchan Aruch says, here it is, Reish Samach Tes. I'm sorry, it's right, the first simon. Open up to Reish Samach Tes. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have one, you really have to get one. It's at least the Mishnah Berurah, at least. Reish Samach Tes, and Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Noag in the Kaddish Rebeis HaKnesses. All right. But then you have to put Bokum Suda. Ta-da. So nowadays, Akshav. No one eats in shul. Lo botla takana. Zeo tama makoma shenogo lekadosh beis haknesses. Ava yoseh tov. Lahanig shalol lekadosh beis haknesses. V'chein minig Eretz Yisrael. The boy said, if you've ever been in Eretz Yisrael anywhere where they made kiddush in shul, anywhere, ever.
Yes.
Where?
The Yekesh Shul?
Where is this?
Somewhere. There's near Ezra's Torah.
Wiener Stiebel, they make Kiddush and Shul. Wow. Now, I spoke to a man named Rabbi Hamburger. Rabbi Hamburger is the author of many, four volumes called Sharoshi Minik Ashkenaz, really Yekash Minhagim. And he found in Eretz Yisrael, they were derelict, and they tried to revive Minhagim of the Yekis, because one of the main Minhagim of the Yekis to make Kiddush and Shul, Ramo, Nogu Lamod B'Shashim B'Kashim B'Beis HaKnesses. He's giving it to the Ramachava. Take this. Neither we make it, we even stand up, as opposed to sitting in the house. He said, he went to Rabbi Yashiv, said, Rebbe, we want to make, Yekash Minhagim is great, but what about Kiddush? He thinks, I guess Yashar is talking about the Vinish Tivu. There's no one in Yerushalayim to his knowledge that they make Kiddush and Shul. And therefore he told him, you know what, you want to make Kiddush and Shul, just don't do it in Yerushalayim. They do it in Bnei Brak, they have it in a few other places where they have the Yekasha strongholds. But even there is a Yekasha Shul on King George, it's called Yeshurun. Yeshurun is the Yekasha Shul, I mean it still is. It was founded by Yekas. You know, everyone knows what Yeshurun is? It's a big building. Don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeshua is a big, the was the Yekash Shul for generations. When the hell the Yekas lived in Mechavia, it was a Yekash neighborhood. Made a beautiful Yeshurun, as in Kaladas Yeshurun, as in Broy, that's why it's called Yeshurun. Right? They don't make Kiddush there, if I'm not mistaken. They're afraid to start up. And they don't know about the Venus. The Chassidim are not afraid of anybody. So the Venus are not really Chassidim. The Venus are the, come from Vienna. The real Venus have, they wear Talesim, Brochen wear Talesim, they have some of the German customs. Even though they, otherwise you can't tell the indistinguishable from Hasidim these days. The whole world's changed. You tell me they make Kiddush there? Wow.
Pretty sure, yeah.
That's a Kiddush to me. Okay. So when I came to my shul, I thought I told you the story. I came to my shul in 1974, a long time ago. I said, Kiddush and shul? Well, what's this Kiddush and shul? Because I was in Eretz Yisrael, they never made Kiddush and shul. Yeshiva, they don't make Kiddush and shul. My father, Shtibois, they didn't make Kiddush and shul. Young Israel, make Kiddush and shul. We're a young Israel, I said. We make Kiddush and Shul. You can't play with Minhagim. And so I was afraid to start up with the Minhagim. And the Maharil talks about changing Minhagim as being a total disaster. He spoke about it in a different context. The Maharil says, and it's quoted in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that the Ramah quotes it, you shouldn't change Minhagim even about Nigunim and Piyutim. Just don't change anything. And the Maharil, if you look at the Sefer Maharil, it's scary, it's frightening. I guess maybe that's what the Balavatim were trying to scare me with in way back when I was still very, very young. That the Maharil changed the piyut. They had no reason for it. It was Shabbos, it was Yontif, it was this. A complicated reason to change it from piyut around or other. And unfortunately, Maharil lost a daughter. And his tzidik hadin, he attributed the loss of his daughter to the fact that he changed the piyut. Whoa. Ever since then, everybody said, anyone who's crazy enough to change Minhagim has to watch out. Printed in Sefer Maharil. The Ramadan was kind. He didn't mention, he said you shouldn't change Minhagim for the Maharil. He didn't say Achimosh Shnei Bnei Aaron. He didn't give you the Rashi says it over there in Parashat Achimosh. Yeah.
Do you remember where
in
Sefer Maharil is?
Where? I believe it's in Hilchus. You can search it?
Yeah.
Okay. Search for the word Bito. Beis Tov Vov. I think try Hilchos Yom Kippur first. Oh, Shoshana Yom Kippur. I think it says he lost Beit because the Maharil was not written by the Maharil. Minhag and Maharil were written by his Talmidim, right? And I think it says there the word Beito. That when he lost his Beito, he attributed it to the change of a minute. You found it? I mean, I'm not sure you can search with that word, but I'm not sure. I don't have it by heart. The word Minhag, the word Piyut. The word, I should know these things by heart, but I don't. But it's there. That could say that it's there. Anyway, in any event. So why make Kiddush and Shul? Right? I came to this Gemara for that reason. The third line of Kufal Fnaus. Lama Leila Kiddush Bebek Nishta. Right? Only because the guests are eating there. Otherwise, he would not do it. Let's go back to Rebbe Vega, with which we start. So Rebbe Vega says, the Rush proves in Kiddush Makom Suda for the Raisa about the Parchin and Lamele Kedusha Beknisha, right? What kind of question is that? So Mekachin let's say today the Raisa brackets parentheses after Kiddush the Yontif Lurak the Rabbanon so Achlomar the Kavonas the Rush the Havel the Minkat Lamele Kedusha Beyontif whatever Shabbos Yom. Well, in the Raisa for Yotza B'Tzvilah. So wait a minute, if the Magen Avraham is right, so say Yotza the Raisa already in Tzvilah. V'dochak loma the Dilma Mekashim v'shul osam she'eni odim l'spala. The dochak to say that the Kiddush is being made for those who don't know how to daven. Now, I can't understand this Rabbi Kivega for the life of me. Let's take a look on the Rush for a minute, okay? See, it's not really going further than I went, they wanted to go over here, but since he quoted it, we have no choice but to look. The beginning of our Mitzachim, it's the Rush, Simin Hay, at the very end. Simin Hay. I think that's where it is, hold on. Please give me a sec. Simon. Huh? Finally? Right. Correct, it is. It's Lestad Rabbeinu Yonah. Hold on. Start with the base of the Korban Asana. No matter what print you have, in my print, it's the last line of the column 1 on page Lamed Gimel. Most of you might not have a new print of the Rush. Those who have the old print, you'll see by the base of the carbon, it's not wherever it happens to be. The Poshup tribe that no guests in Shul, you may kiddush the Brachol of Atala. That's why I was screaming. I want to be guilty of Brachol of Atala, Rabbosai. Do you think I want to be guilty of Brachol of Atala? You want to be guilty of Brachol of Atala? No, right? Okay, so... No one wants to be a guilty of Brachol of Atala. So I don't want to make Kiddush and Shul. Don't take any chance of Brachol of Atala. I'll tell you the truth. I, generally speaking, well, I'm not for the big chazanim anyway, but I don't daven Friday night in Shul. I'm getting involved in the shayla. Who needs that shayla? Enough shaylas on my head. Because once a case, though, once we have the meeting, I have to do it. Once a case of a guy in my Shul, now he's ready, a chronel of Brachol. But at the time he came into the shul, he was fairly new in the community. He was a big balabos, and he came from Muncie, and he had shimush for Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he was a chashavid. So once he went to the Davin Kabbalah, it was a very nice voice. Came to the end, I gave him the kos. So he refused. He was afraid to make a brother here. Refused the token. So the guy, I said, the minute here. So the Gabbai had no choice but to make Kiddush himself. It was not a nice scene. To his credit, came over to Erev Yom Kippur to ask Mechila. Anyway. So what do I need to daven for? So I you don't daven for Friday night. I don't daven. The only problem is, I'm about to fill Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So when Kippur falls out, there's never a problem. No Kiddush Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah, first day Rosh Hashanah, I'm always making it. I make it myself. I said to myself, Rabbanu Shalom, the first night I'm going to start off with a bracha of Atala. And I say, but I'm not worried. Because there's a din shel mala, I'll hold on to the maril, and the ramah for all amra. I said, they wouldn't let me change menhagim. There's the minig in the shul, and I'm stuck. I'm not going to be punished for doing this. So I don't make kiddush. I don't daven. The only time I daven on Friday night, if I have a yard side, on that very day, that's a minig kavua. To daven for the yomid, so father Yotze can't come out on Shabbos. My mother's can. Whenever every number of years it comes out on Friday night, so I daven for the yomid. That's the minute I make kiddush. Again, I'm holding on to the maril and the ramah for dear life. Yes.
Does Rabbi answer amen to the bracha of the
pasuk? Yeah, sure. You probably don't make kiddush in your shul, right?
No.
Sorry, then, forget about it. Follow machaber.
But isn't there answering amen to bracha of atala?
Bracha of atala. Come on. I mean, the meaning of all of so many Jews to do it, I can't call it Brachol of Atala. It's a Shaila, I'm saying, it's a Shaila. But it's a Shaila, that's why I wanted to change the meaning. They told me, don't you dare, Rabbi. I was a child. And there were people, older people, said, don't you play with Amenhagim. So I said, okay, you win. Rabbi Ben Yonah. And for our print, it's the top of column 2 on page Lamed Gimel. Pirish ain't a Brachol of Atala. That's the Kiddush Great. Says the Rosh, I don't like it. Why? Hard to come and kiddush al makom suda lo mashra kipeirusha. The mashra she'ainu kiddush klal. Kiveg understand this to mean it's a din daraisa. I say no, it's not a din daraisa. Rabbanan said if it's not makom suda, don't make kiddush. Hi daraisa, tough luck. We'll see later the details. Tough luck. That is a din daraisa. I don't think it's that. Okay, I'm not focused on Rabbi Kiveg. Okay, fine. Fine, that's it. Gamarnu. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the Rabbi Elyon. Fine. Let's go back to Rabbi Kivega now and see. Read it together. Keep one hand here, one hand there. He's like this. Quotes the Rosh, Doraisa. Because the Mars question, Hamakash says they Doraisa. Brackets, parentheses. But after Kiddush Yontif Urakad Rabbana, he's assuming, which the Magen Mishnah assumes that's true. So Achloma the Kavana Sarosh Tavle the Minkat Le Lamle the Kedushi be Yomtiv. I'm not sure what that line exactly means. Why bother making Kiddush on Yomtiv, right? If there's no Orchim there, I'm not sure what that really means. Well, in the Raisa for Yotzev B'Tfila, according to Magen Avraham. Now this I don't understand the Dolcha. V'dochak loma de dilma mekachin b'shulz osa m'sheni yodim l'spal. What means the dochak? Rabbi Yonah says beferish. You mekachin for those who don't know how to make kiddush. What mean? They don't know how to make kiddush, but they do know how to daven. Daven is longer than kiddush. If they're illiterate, they don't know both. Why is this a dochak? I can't understand the words. Why is this a dochak? It's pshat aleph. If they don't know how to daven, they don't really know how to read Hebrew, or they don't have any siddurim, or whatever it may be. So they don't know either of them. It's just a poshut. They didn't daven. That's all. If they didn't daven, so therefore they weren't yotzei midaraisa according to this chat in the words of the Rosh. I just don't get Rabbi Kiveg. Where's it coming from? Why is that a docha? They don't. He said beferes. They don't know how to make kiddush. If they don't make kiddush, why should they don't know how to daven? That bothers me. Yes.
Davening a person on Friday night, you do it yourself anyway, always. But kiddush, you can normally rely on other people.
Wow. But it says you have to daven. He learned how to daven, so you can be honest with kiddush. And no one taught him how to make kiddush. All right, okay. Seems to me that's a little bit. That's a docha. That seems to me. Okay, whatever maybe. That's the famous Rabbi Kiveg. The gam, even they can't daven. The chora lav davka tefila. The chol shemazkir Shabbos omer v'shapta tova. This is the famous one. Tovta, good Shabbos. Gam ken yotzu the mikol makom hiskir Shabbos v'dok. This is the famous Rabbi Kiveg. Here you saw it. Real life. Shabta Tofta. Right? I showed it to you already in the Mishnah Berurah in the Barahete. We called it, what do you call from the Shalah? Either Shabbat Shalom or Shabbos Tov, I think it's called. It. Good Shabbos. Yeah, same idea. So that's one opinion. This opinion, I believe, if you go back to Rishonim, or those people who live in the time of the Rishonim, is the lashon of the Shoel. In the Tshuva Sarashim. The show in the Tshuva Sarashim. Tshuva Sarashim is Chelik Dalit, Simon Reish Tzadi Hei. I'm sure you can get it on your Bar Ilan. Chelik Dalit and Tshuva Sarashim, Simon Reish Tzadi Hei. Some anonymous Shoel asked the Rashba like this. No, take it back. Not anonymous. Rav Mordechai Hazubi, Rav Yitzchok Zal. He lived in Karkushna. Oh, Chalta, Kiddush Hayom, Brachas Lamed Gimel, Anshik Nesek Gdola. But in Brachas Avchav, it's a Doraisa. Right? An interesting pshat. Chazinus is the show. We don't know how, he lived in the time of the Rashba. Doesn't mean it was a Rashba, half a Rashba, or even a quarter of a Rashba. We don't know who he was. I don't know who he was. You're a scholarly work. Suja Mordechai, Hazubi, Rabbi Yitzchak. The Chazina de Midoraisa Lakacha Veloma Shabbos Ayom. So I say, just say good Shabbos. Shabbos Ayom. Say Shabbos. Ke'ein Kiddush Hayovel. Hayovel
Beis Din would say, the kiddush of Eish Nasa Hamisha Shana, say, we proclaim it as Yoga. This is Yoga. Did they say the word kiddush? It's hard to know. What did the Beis Din say? I don't know, Rami Chushmit of Yoga. What did they say? They said the word kiddush, there was the word kiddush as part of their statement. Kiddush was Shkar, and then the kiddush. That's the before Shagwai. I do know. I'm seeing all the Hazel books, so it's, I don't know the Gemara so well. He's bothered by the question of the Gemara Nozi, which he left b'nichusa. Shuvu. Kidjut the Raisa. No one ever. Lo nechlak odem b'davazet. I the Gemara, but an Anshe Knesset Gdola? No. The bracha of the Yama the Raisu. He the Muslim of the Sok, and the Zimachal of the Savat of the Rafta, etc., etc. She karan the artara, but nusach brachas of the koma vitakonas ashe knesset gdola. That's what it means. The chiyav is the raisa, the particular nusach is vidirabana. Chekidish ayom, this can also be knisas, okay? Shevach bekilus. You require praise and praise. Shevach is praise, kilus is praise. I don't know the difference between the two of them. Right, we say the holders, the shalach, the shabeach, the far, the kalis. Who can tell them to all those seven the shiners we say, and then before yishtabach on Shabbos. You got an article. How do you translate the shabeach and the kalis? Don't have an English article here? No one? Okay. So, we'll look it up. We'll see it's some kind of nuance. So it's basically the same thing. Praise of Hashem, right? The praise of Shabbos. This example of the Gemara. Nates in the Kabbalah play Shabbos Malkusa. Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala. So when the Gemara has a Masech the Shabbos, Kuf Yutessim and Aleph, they call Shabbos a queen, they call her a bride. You can say Vayichulu, or Mishamru, are all good. That's very, both are a Kiddush. Both Vayichulu is a Kiddush, and Mishamru is a Kiddush. Why? The start number sees what's wrong either of them. Different part. Vayichulu, the word Shabbos is not found. Go through your head. And Vishamru, the word Kiddush is not found. Go through your head. You see, I'm pretty sure I'm right. So, one says, Ayom HaShvi. Okay, so Shvi is Shabbos. No, there's the word Shabbos. And Vishamru doesn't say a word about Kiddush. Thousands of Shabbos. Could be last and Shabbos means you're not going to do malacha. That itself is the equivalent of kiddush. The word kiddush is not found, to my knowledge. The cholechad v'yechad omer kafishi yizum alam minyano yana shvacho v'kedushaso v'askaras kedushaso. Three things: yana shvacho v'kedushaso or askaras kedushaso. Just say whatever you want. Balpeh. Yom betakein anus of echad, and they said yachav yain. Why? Vishain Omrim Shira Ella Al Hayayim. Whoops. That's a Gemara Baruch Aslam and Hamad Al. Zachor Al Hayayim Midivrayim. No Araya can use bread. As the Gemara Nazir Bit Mia. Fine. And Pasi Yayin are both the same thing. 36. Good. So far so good. Right there. Shela Zerashma and the Chuma Zerashma. The Shoal seems to say it's enough just to mention it. Shabbos Hayom. And the Rashba seems to go beyond that. You have to have Divrei Shevach Bekilus, although it doesn't require either the word Shabbos Bedafka or the word Kodesh Bedafka. As you put it, in Yonim of Shabbos. Yom HaShvechat Yom HaShvi. Or in Yonim of Kiddush. Last is Yom HaShabbos. Fine. It's required with the Rice. The Pre-Begadim suggests no. Beyond, not enough for Shabbos, not enough for Shomer by Hulu. You need a bracha. You need a bracha with the rice. The word bracha. You need a bracha. It's not enough. You have the text of the bracha. Okay, it's up to you. Whether you need a bracha, you absolutely need a bracha. So he suggests. Same as by benching. Birchas Amos and the Pashup Shai, you need a bracha. Not everyone agrees to that either. There are some people, they quote from Abchaim Volozhina, who would not sing Tzur Mishalom. As Zmiris Friday night. It's beautiful Zmiris. We have someone in the good and we sing Tzur Mishalom. Nothing doing. Why not? Because you're to bench with Tzur Mishalom.
It's all based Hazan, it goes through the four brachas, right? Hazan is the first one. Boy, what's the next? Shiva Kol Torah Al Eretz Chen Torah Rechava. Mamash, you have exactly the mitzvah coming from Benchim. Then you have Yerushalayim, Rachel, you put on Hamikdash, it's all there. So there are those who will not say it. But it's not a bracha. So they hold, I was trying to bring a raya from Bench. Famous Bench requires a bracha, so Kiddush requires a bracha. There are those who say even Bench doesn't require a bracha. The people who won't sing Terumah, I sing Terumah Shalom. So there are those who say, I'm singing Terumah Shalom, I'm Kavana Shalalotis, the Litvax. Go that far. Who says you need a bracha? The Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim can be found in the very beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. If anyone is able to procure a big Shulchan Aruch in the interim, in the very beginning of in the Mishpat Zov Aleph, I read you one line, just one line I'm going to read to you from the Prima Gadim. Writes as follows: Be'inan bracha lekiddush hayom. Shayom Baruch Ato Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. If you say about Tita Lona Yom Shabbos, Evshe Dei Kiddush Lo Yotz Afin HaTorah. How do you like that? The actual bracha was saying it ends Mikadesh HaShabbos. On the side, he quotes the Marami Panu, the Menachem Azariah, the Mogen Avraham quotes, right? That's part that's before your clip, where he has his illusion of what? A bracha mekadesh haShabbos. Even the Tosfos Rid that you have from last week. Oh, go open up to your Tosfos Rid. I'm missing one. A few extras left. The Tosfos Rid has a lashon here of bracha somewhere or other. I go search it for me. The word bracha is found somewhere in the Tosfos Rid. Uses the word bracha, but I don't know exactly where it is right now. Quite sure the word bracha in the Tosfos Rid, and perhaps he requires bracha bedavka, right? Where else do you find the word bracha in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, who quotes it from the Mechilta? The Mechilta says, Zoch Hashem HaShabbos Lekacho, bibracha. Bibracha, yes.
That means that this is a bracha d'oraisa.
Yes.
So.
You want to know why it's not listed with bracha samazin? We always said only bracha d'oraisa is bracha samazin. No, it's another bracha d'oraisa. Called Kiddush. Okay, so what do we know the bracha d'oraisa? Whoever said only one? Now you notice there's more than one. Anyone find the word bracha in this long citation?
It's not there.
Not here. So I guess it's in the part that I clipped out. Okay, I did clip out a long piece of the Tosfos Rid. It's in there. I left my kovetz in my room. So you have it. If you can find it. By the word bracha, how do I know it? I saw it quoted in this Gevaldik Sefer called the Kodesh Hilulim. He quotes a Lashon from the Tosfos Rid. I'll read it to you, the Lashon, maybe if you can find it. Mm-hmm. Tosfos Rid. Kiddush D'oraisa Eino Ela Masha Onor Omrim B'toch HaTfila Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Doesn't say anything in Mekadesh HaShabbos. I understand, but is that anywhere? Is it found in Mekadesh HaShabbos anywhere?
The second one.
Yeah, the Kashali?
And then the first
Oh, yeah, that he also quotes. Oh, it's from Kufi Adala? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Mekadesh HaShabbos. How do you like that? Maybe meant that one. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, he does mention Mekadesh HaShabbos. Fine. Interesting. Okay, maybe he meant that. I just got it wrong. Anyway, so the Mechilta says it, Bebracha, and the Rambam quotes it in the where? In the Sefer Mitzvahs. You can look it up. Sefer Mitzvahs Kufnun Hei. He says, Zocha Shem Hashabbos Akasha, Zochreo Vekacheo Bebracha. He didn't make it up. Mechilta on the spot. Yet, in Perek Chav Tesalach Aleph, as you will have you have it in your back if you want. Rama says, Mitzvah say lekadosh sayom haShabbos bedvarim. Shnei zochos yom haShabbos lekacho. Kolam zochreu zechiras shevach bekiddush. Doesn't say bracha. So there's a bit of a steer, a tension between the Yad HaChazaka and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You need the word Baruch. You need Baruch Atah Hashem. Is that necessary or is that not necessary? Not completely clear. He wants to say it is clear. How is it clear? Because the Rambam in Perei Halacha Beis gives it a nusach. A long nusach, he tells you, right? As you saw the Rambam, we read the Rambam last week. He doesn't mention Divrei Sofer from until when? Until Halacha Vav. We Divrei Sofer from the Kaddish Alayayin, Dara, which means the Rabbonim. That means everything until now is Daraisa. He's worked with that assumption. He said it once before. So you see the whole nusach of Bracha is Daraisa. So the Ram didn't say Shabbat or Kiddush. He was relying on Halacha Beis. And it's then nusach of Kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's what he suggests. I'm very unconvinced. A lot of things which are the Rabbonim before Halacha Vav. He has a very fascinating Dechiyah himself. If you want to look up, it's page Memches. The reason the Rambam mentioned the Nusach is the following reason. The obvious question is, what do you mean Nusach? You read a Yosef, the Rice, and Shmon Esrei. That's a good question. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Shmon Esrei too. So what do you mean? What are you telling me? What are you selling me a bill of goods, he says about himself. I'm selling you a bill of goods. The Rambam holds a Kiddush with the Baruch Atah Hashem, when you make Kiddush. This Nusach is not true. You already said the same, he said the Nusach of Mekadosh HaShabbos already in Shmon Esrei. Must be, suggests, that you're not Yotze in Shmon Esrei going to the Rambam against the Ramogad Avram. Why not? We have two reasons why not. One is, you didn't mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Rambam in the Mechilt, not in the Sefer Hayad, but in the Sefer Mitzvahs mentions Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why did he mention in the Yad? I'll say the same terrors he relied upon in Nusach HaKiddush. Or Mr. Shrichas Kavana, didn't have Kavana to be Yotze. That's what he suggests all in these pages over here, Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. But he has a kicker. No, it can be Yotze a Kiddush Daraisa with the Nusach Kiddush in a case in which you made Kiddush before your Daven Ma'ariv. Who in his life has ever made Kiddush Friday night before Davening Ma'ariv? Ever? Yeah, I love we like people like this.
I have not personally heard Kiddush.
You heard Kiddush,
yeah.
But the person who made Kiddush, had he daven Ma'ariv yet?
No.
Awesome.
Yeah, I also had heard someone do it.
Okay, who'd you hear?
Who did I hear?
Yeah.
Ariel Diamond.
Okay, who'd you hear?
Rabbi
Weaver. Okay, two chashav yid. This is yid v'mchilat kvodim is more chashav than both of them. His name is Morgan Avram. He said you could do it. If you have your Shulchan, look it up. Yeah, I mean, I have it in my. It's in the Magen Avraham, Simin Reish, right here. Reish Ayin Aleph. The Magen Avraham is found in Sifkot. And hey, right? Chotze Gemara, very good. It's a Gemara, right? You never heard of this Gemara? It's a Gemara, Rabosai, and of Kuf Aleph. You have Boki B'Shas here. Look at that Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. I guess we'll find it. Kuf from an Aleph? Where is it? No, Kuf from an Aleph. Last three lines. Pores Mapo Mekadosh. What does that mean? Rashi. The Pores Mapo. Last Rashi, Kuf from an Aleph. Ala Shulchan. U Mekadosh Hayom. V'choz Evi Ochel. In the middle of a meal, it gets dark. And he just Pores Mapo Mekadosh. Shine. You think David Marv there in the middle? Doesn't say David Marv. There's no problem. Apparently, in the Gemara, it's a Gemara. Pashup Shah. Lush of the Magen Avraham, Rabosai. Why don't you look at the Barahatev? If you have a Mishnah Brewer, open the Barahatev. Sivkot and Dalit. Quotes the Magen Avraham almost verbatim. From Rota the Kabul Shabbos Ibod Yom. Ulekadesh v'lecho l'spalo arvis b'layla rashoy. Who said so? Magen Avraham. Rabbosai, you know, there's a whole tumul about davening Shabbos early. You know, Friday, the early minyanim on Friday night. And the minhag Yisrael, and it's where I come from, is that they do it. In some places, the minhag is not to do it. Rav Yoshev Shlita is called minhag Yerushalayim. We don't do it. So when the Americans came in, they were prevented in certain communities from doing it in neighborhoods because Rabbi Yashim says it's not Minhag Yerushalayim. I'm sure there's at least one Vina Shtiva where they do it. Who's ever been to Yerushalayim where they made an early Minhag for Shabbos? Early Friday Minhag. Which shul?
We did in Gush once.
Gush, but Gush. In Yerushalayim. Who's ever been in early Minhag Yerushalayim? Which shul?
Sheshet Hayamim number 12.
Is that in Ramat Hashkol?
Above, yeah.
Where? Shtilach and Katamon. Well, Yashua is apparently not attuned to what's going on in his own city. Yeah?
I think in Darkened
Chappelle's. You also?
Yeah, just a random Shtibel.
Random Shtibel. But there's some people who are so such a Rebel Yashua next, they wouldn't allow him to do it. But the Americans, they have little kids. Like, the kid's ridiculous. What are they going to do? They have a different Pesha. This was done. History. Way back in 1974, when I moved into Riverdale, I told you, and I moved in January. In September, moved in a new school. It was called Manhattan High School, or Ora Torah. It was founded by Rabbi Riskin, who wanted to make a high school. And he made a high school in Riverdale. And there were a number of very chashuv rabbeim who taught there, no, way, way, way back when. Some of you may know the names from there. Rabbi Sosevsky taught then, Rabbi Billet. Rabbi Chaim Moshe Chait, you may know that name. So they had an issue about the early Shabbos. All the boys want the early Shabbos, and they had certain sticklers. The Rabbi Chait, you know what we're going to do? Follow the Magen Avraham. They davened Mincha, and they davened Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? And then they went down to make Kiddush and Adesuda, and they came back and davened Marav after Katok. They followed the Magen Avraham. What's wrong with that?
My sorrow says you can't.
Ah, coming to that. So as a matter of fact, that's what many of the Americans are doing in Eretz Yisrael. The people are going to say, can't make an early minyan. Okay, have it your way. I'll just eat before minyan. Finish, I'll make kiddush and eat. You can't stop me in my living room, my dining room. You can stop me in my shul, maybe, although we have many pshtiblach that are doing it anyway. Can't stop me, it's a free country in my own room. Yes?
So that's considered good enough? Like if you make kiddush and have your shudah before marav, then you don't have to have another shudah
after marav. That's what Maharam just said. According to Mordechai, it's a gemara. Paras
Mabba Makadosh. I mean, that doesn't say that
it's a different shuls, but not discussing that right now. The question about making kiddush before you daven marav, the pashup shot in the Gemara and Kufa and Aleph is you're allowed to do it.
Although it could be that's only after
Shkita. My son and son-in-law had a dispute. They went to they had these weekends in Yerushalayim. They try to make that, they take, it has to do with the birthright and, you know, the follow up with birthright, whatever it is. They had a weekend in the hotel in Yerushalayim. And the way it turned out at that weekend, for some reason or other, they were going to daven marav late. There was no marav, the kids weren't from. I remember the whole detail. And the question, they wanted to make kiddush before marav, but it was after dark already. So my son and son-in-law had a machlokes, what would the Vilna go and say about that? The Vilna doesn't say boo. Myself, it's one line, can't do it. Doesn't say why. So I forgot who held the tray. My son was just here, Akiva. He was one of the protagonists. He said one way, and my son-in-law, Rav Shoshan from Chappelle, said the other way, and then they asked me who was right. I said, I didn't know. Now, if Mordechai is right, then the one who said it's only by day is right. So, Magen Avraham says even by day, Mabod Yom. Could be the girl only argued on that, but the girl can see that once it gets dark, you can make Kiddush before Yudavin Ma'ariv.
Because he says, he quotes the Ravan over there, and he says that it's just Mashma from the Gemara, that Rav was Tzali Shel Shabbos Rav Shabbos the Omer Kiddush Alakos. So it's
only Dig in the Lashon. So then it might be only by Mibol Yom. So. That would solve the problem of Poros Mabim Mekadosh. That's only if it gets dark. So let's assume that way. The Rav had a different shot. The Rav said the other way around in Meiser Rav, if I'm not mistaken. I think Rabbi Shemtov might quote in one of his Svarim that you can't make. You have to have the Davin has to be before the Kiddush, and all three in the morning and whatever. I have to daven mincha before Shal Shudah. I don't want to go into that whole long story, but I think the Pashup is what you said. So therefore, even according to the Maaser Rav, you could still say Hakav b'Maaskin, and he made Kiddush before he daven Marav after it's dark. Shai. So therefore, you can't bring any rias that he held you not yotzi in davening from the fact that he mentioned Nusach Kiddush as a so-called darais. Yeah, it's a darais if you didn't daven yet. That's on page Memches. We got a little bit far afield. But we're discussing again, Rabbi Yossi. The Kaddish B'Dvarim, how many Dvarim? Just good Shabbos? That seems to be the Shoel in the Rashba. The Mogen Avraham sounds that way, just mention it. And the Rabbi Kiva has the Beferish good Shabbos. Or maybe no. Nishav Shvach Bekilus, which the Rashba says. And that presumably would require, you know, Inyan Shvach Bekiddush. You don't have to use the word Shabbos itself or the word Kiddush itself. Yarechul B'Shav approving those two respectively. You have to say something, not just good Shabbos. Then you have the Prima Gadama says, you have to have an actual bracha, and the words of the Mechilta sound that way, bracha, and he brings a number of other rites I mentioned before, they actually need a bracha prop. Okay, so it's a machlokes. What do you mean? My nafkamina. Nafkamina will be, what will happen if you have no wine? Okay, what the problem? You don't see davening. Okay, no. Let's say you don't know how to daven. You don't know how to daven. Or you davened already. And you're a chassam sofer yid. Had kavana not to be yotze. Great. Come home. All of a sudden, I don't know, I'm locked out of my house. I can't go in. I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's no wine. There's no bread. There's nothing going on. Nothing finished. I'm going to be stuck in this island until after Shabbos. And then I'm going to have no wine and bread till after Abdullah. Finished. Nothing. What do I say now? What do I say? Do I say Baruch Atah Hashem Kishom Zavon Vatsavon and Baruch Hashem Kadosh HaShabbos? Because otherwise I can't be Yotze. That's the Prima Gadol would tell you to do, presumably. But no. Say Vayichulu. Say Vishamru. Why get involved in the Baruch HaLevatol? Just say Vayichulu Vashad. They weren't Matak and Kiddush with no wine and no bread. Just say Vayichulu. If my name is Eger, I'll say Good Shabbos. That's a serious question. What to do? I mean, it's a remote case. But in that remote case, what do you do? Yes? So
according to the Rashba, you can be Yotze through Vayichulu.
Dorais, with Dorais.
With Dorais. So.
But it could be that you Yotze that with Dorais. And if the Rabbonim were not metaken to say the text of Kiddush unless you have Pasa Yayin. How can they uproot the Dorais? Not uprooting the Dorais. Either Yotze in davening, or failing that, you can be Yotzi Vayichulu. You can say it like in the middle of Noah, Vayichulu.
So all of the poskim who say that the fact that we don't make Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Kippur proves that you're not Yotzi in Tefillah, so what about...
Proves that you are Yotzi in Tefillah.
Sorry, proves that you are Yotzi in Tefillah. So what about Vayichulu after Tefillah is set as part of the Magen Avos? It could be that you're not Yotzi...
With Vayichulu, could be you're right. Guy walks in late, and he heard Magen Avos, sang along, Magen Avos, Vayichulu, and the whole story. Could be he's not Yotze. Maybe the Chazin, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. So he's Yotze with that. If he hears it, if he has Kavana, whatever it may be. Everyone with me so far? They're very interesting questions, fascinating questions. Okay. I don't have a full answer for you. But, I'm getting too far afield over here, but I guess it's hard to resist once I'm on the topic. You may recall that we saw a Gemara on Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph. The Rid comments on it right over here, you have it in front of you. Shehayayin Gorim the Kedusha Shetayome. Right? Pirish the Midaraisis are Chreel Havi Mashonim Omer Mitzvila Mekadesh Al Shabbos. Umidirabonon Oud Mekadesh Al Akos. Let's get Shiloh about say. Somebody who didn't daven Ma'ariv. Somebody who didn't daven Ma'ariv. How did they make Kiddush? Did they say Baruch Prayer Goffin first? Or did they say Mekadosh HaShabbos first? Being very provocative over here. Read again. Shak Yayin Gorom Mekadosh HaTayomer. Why does wine come first? Because the wine causes the Kiddush to be said. Without the wine, you couldn't say it. Pirish, why not? Why wouldn't you say it? The midrash says, "Zochrei Avi Mashon Avam Mitzvah Mekadosh HaShabbos." With Rabbanu Shenaz Alav Mekadosh Al Kos. If you didn't have a kos, you wouldn't say anymore because you're Yotzei Betfila. I Yom Kippur, you take a Yotzei Betfila. It's enough. Notice Yom Kippur didn't say Yom Kippur B'Shabbos. It's not Yom Kippur. How like that? I'm asking a serious shaila, Rabbi Osai. Someone who doesn't have a marv, what comes first? yayin, or no, maybe not. It's not. It's inappropriate to say for such a person yayin gorim the kiddush atayama. You'd say it even without the yayin. Yeah.
Why should it matter if I mean, like, if the yayin is gorim the Shabbos, why should it matter if you have marbet? Either way, if you're yayin and you're mechadesh Shabbos afterwards, I mean, it's Shabbos either way. I mean,
no. Yayin gorim the kiddush atayama means if you didn't have wine, you could not say this text. You would not be able to say without wine.
So I'm saying you have wine, so obviously it's going to be goreim the kind of shabbos. Why should it be a different case if you daven ma'ariv or not?
Simple reason: if you daven ma'ariv, so without the wine, you wouldn't say this text. So that for the yayin is goreim the kiddush atayam, as it explains. If you didn't daven ma'ariv, then what? Even if you didn't have wine, you still say the text. That's the prima donna decision you said. Yeah. Right. Let's see about the other reason for the moment. Are you right? Let's stick to this reason for the moment. What do you want to say the other reason?
I didn't hear the question.
The question is, what do you do if you didn't have a marif? You're about to make kiddush. Do you say Baruch Pragafen first, like you and I do? Or do you say number Kaddish and Shabbos first? Because the reasoning of Yod, Yayin, Gorl, the Kedush Shatem does not apply. I would have said that Nusach Yivu Yivayin, another cup of wine. According to the Prima Gordon, who says that you have to say a bracha. Yes?
Could be that Shayin Gorm Kiddush Atayamer is objective. It's not subjective. That once that's the
Kach Tiknu no low plug.
Yeah.
Low plug? Okay, well, I understand low plug. Guess what? You're not gonna believe this. The tzlach, no small person. The tzlach has a tzil never shy of the Baal the no de Yehuda. Right? In his parish on Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph Bay says, he really says it. A woman who doesn't daven marif? Can't imagine a man doesn't daven marif. Woman's putter for marif, so we assume. Comes to us, you know, women, many women in the world who, you know, they eat their own meals, right? They don't daven marif. They come to the table. Guess what? If they ask Rabbi Yecheskel Landau of Prague, what do? He'd say Baruch at Hashem, Hashem 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 Baruch at Hashem 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 Baruch Hashem. At least according to this reason. There's another reason. I got a question of which reason is normative. I'm not sure if he says Lamaisa, or the Pulpula. That same Slach says, like the Prima Gadol, they need a bracha. So you would have to actually say the words, these brachas, even without any wine, because we go to the Daraisa, if you're not davening Marv. You heard it here. Okay? This is wild. Okay, so maybe tomorrow bring up the tzlach. We have one downstairs, the first one. Someone bring it to me tomorrow. Tzlach and brachas, and I'll read it to you. See what it says. Isn't that amazing? You've never seen that, because whenever you're there, you're a man. Presumably, in most places, they still allow the man to make kiddush if there are a woman there. That's still been the minig where I've come from. But otherwise, we should ask around what the women do. I'll bet your dollars to donuts that they don't do this, and for a variety of reasons. One, maybe the tzlach only said it according to one opinion, but he agrees to tadir. Two, who said the tzlach and the people got him right? The Rashi was fakert, yotzei vayichulu. And three, if yotzei vayichulu rabosai, what do you say before Baruch Pragov and Mekash Shabbos? Guess what? None other than vayichulu. Every single sitter has vayichulu in it. Everyone, there's not a single sitter, correct? Svarim also. Every single sitter has vayichulu before kiddush. Even though we saw Tosfos doesn't say it in Shas, it says you have to say it. In general, minhag Yisrael we say it three times: Shmoneh Esrei, right after Shmoneh Esrei, and then kiddush. So I'm asking the following shaila: what's your kavanah be with respect to vayichulu? Achasam Sofenik. Was kavana not to be yotze rabosai at ma'ariv, right? Because it's much too early. You have to be koyotze on the coast. What's his kavana? He says vayichulu. Must he also have kavana not to be yotze vayichulu? According to Rashi, is yotze stam. Or no? I'm suggesting the following chiddush nifla. What means too early? It's all part of the same Kiddush Alayayin. I pick up the cup, I say Vayachulu, Baruch Pragafen, Mekadosh HaShabbos. It's all one big unit. So I'm Yotze, the Kiddush Alayayin, with the entire Divrei Shevach Kiddush, starting with Vayachulu, ending Mekadosh HaShabbos. I bedafka for Yotze with the words, Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvot HaVarot Tzavonu, and not with Vayachulu. Who said? Follow me. That's the question. It's a good question. For those who follow Chassam Sofer. Now, should you follow Chassam Sofer? So I started, I never got to this. I found in the Moharem Usmanim, I never got to say a word. Rabbi Sa. I was so excited to see that I was mechavet to this great Talmud Chacham. Writes as follows. Omel Kosher. This is page Kuf Beis, column 2 on top. Shabbatzfila b'dal m'kippur shechal b'shabbos ein mechavdin lehedya lotes b'oz b'zeh mitzvah kiddush u'mitzvah shechal kavana. The Chassam Sofer says, and it should be printed over here, Bagos of Reish Ayin Aleph, he tells you, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you have to have kavana. See if I can find it over here in the see, unfortunately, I copied this from my Magen Avraham, which is Tfus Johannesburg. It has Rebbe Kivegas. It's just an easier Tfus to get everything on one page. It's a little hard to read, but it's compact. They have Rebbe Kivegas. They have Dovah Meravava. We'll discuss all this about the women. It's all here. It's all in print. It's all here. But the Chassam Sofer is not. It's not as popular. Many, many Shulchan Aruchs have Rebbe Kivegas and Dovah Meravava. But not Chassam Sofer. I'm not saying why, that's just a reality. So the Chassam Sofer is as follows. I already mentioned you last time. Mitzvah Shtrichas Kavana, Sarach L'chavim B'tfilas Yom HaKippurim, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Even on Chol. Lotzeis Yidechov V'Zechira. Shabbos is B'Alma Fakert. You want to be Yotze Mitzvah Namufcha? I asked you last time. How many guys have Kavanah Yom Kippur to be Yotze? The answer was nobody, just about. And how many have Kavanah not to be Yotze during the week? Also just about nobody. So what's going on over here? So he says, Rabbi Sternbach, like me, I was so excited to see what he says. This follows. Avol nira jemidina kshemispal oz lemitzvah. It's going to happen now. We're both saying, how long is till Friday Night Yom Kippur? How long is it from now? How many days from now is it Friday Night Yom Kippur? Nothing. Less than 3 weeks. Garnished. We're all going to dive in Friday Night Kippur besoch Shar Yisrael. So many Jews are going to dive in that Friday night called Nidre night. It's probably the most crowded night of the whole year, isn't it? Probably it is. Take all the shuls and synagogues and temples, whatever you name it, together. Free services, everybody. Ganz Klal Yisrael. There are more people in shul that night than any night of the year. I'm quite sure that's true. Would you say? Called Nidre night? And they're all also going to pray from some kind of a prayer service, whatever it'll be. They'll pray from some kind of a siddur mamz, etc. How many can have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush? Maybe send it to the Chassam Sofer. Maybe half of them don't even know about this. As long as you daven mitzvah adata the rabbanon mechavan. You hear what's going on? Kol haMispal adata the rabbanon mispal, like by kiddush. וכשמחבן בצפילו לצייס תקונס חזל מסכמן כתקונסו והם תקנו ביום כיפורים שבזה יוצאו ידי מססי דו קידש על כן סגי parentheses עין חי אודם כלל סמכס. I looked it up. It's כלל סמכס סימן טס. You can get it on your online, if you're going to read it. I was going to bring it up, I forgot. He says there, it's enough to have kavana, you know, general kavana. The guy's saying Shema. He says like this, a guy says Shema from the Siddur. Right? So the article says, have in mind the mitzvah Krishma. Then have in mind the mitzvah Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's in there in the English, or even in the Hebrew. He's not Shetam Talmud Chacham. He's using a Siddur Shiloh, which we all grew up with, a Tikkun Meir or whatever. The old fashioned Siddurim. Doesn't say boo. But he's a from Jew. He's reading a Yotzeror and Abba Rab and Shema Yisrael. Says a Chayadam. He's a good Jew. He's the only one automatically with that. That's what he says. How it works, I'm not exactly sure, but that's what he says. If you ask the Shabbos Shlomatzinu B'Shar Rishonim Achronim She has hiru medina kol beis Yisrael anoshim v'noshim l'chaven b'leil yom kippurim shechal b'shabbes or afilu b'chol b'shmones yisrael atzeis the mitzvahs kiddush. For otu neima, I love this line. This is me speaking. Rav Shturm will use the opposite. Rav Shturm, those who know, he's a good idea. We're not yotzei shofar. We're not yotzei b'digas chometz. We're not. He's a briska. No one's yotzei anything. Suddenly he becomes like me. Then he's yotzei everything. And he did an about face. I'll be his lashon over here. But otu neima the b'leil hakodesh the yom kippurim mevatn kol beis Yisrael chas v'shalom. Mitzvah says the rice and the strings come on. Should we pass like a shem and simmers out? So the briskos say, yeah. Only we get it right. That's the briska mahalach in life. Yeah. And he's like a briska. All of a sudden, he did tshuva. He said, like me, you can't say this. It's not sayable. It's impossible. It's like with the tefillin schedule. You can't say certain things. You can't say it. Right? Vafilim anam mitzvahs ain't strings come on. Did I read it to you last time? I forgot already. I read it last time? Did I have Mechasinich? I never opened Mechasinich this year. And I had it with me. I forgot to open it. Remind me tomorrow. Bring it up and then to open it. Mechasinich says, the inner physics ain't in this Kavona. Go to Rana Mesef to Rosh Hashanah. There is a Mesasik in Matinokos Lo Yotze. You're training the kids to blow show from Rosh Hashanah, you're not Yotze. Does Iran? Even if it's an answer to Kavona, here it's worse. Because if it comes from the mitzvah of Chinuch, here too, if it says anything, it's worse. Give a chav the mitzvah of Tefillah, not Kiddush.
What if they don't have to
fund
for
Tefillah? Anyway. Rach nirik et barenu, shemidina yotzen v'achash v'chav mitzvah. Amin en sh'adat ad rabona v'kavonosan v'chav v'esag v'kach. And even the chasam sofer, Pirish the Roy, the Nochel, the Chavin, the Head of the Chatila, Dafka, the other Tzve. In other words, Chasam Sofer says that you have Kavan not to be Yotze. Yeah, it's better. It's hard to put out the words of Chasam Sofer, but it's better that Kavan is stop. He repeats this in paragraph Omna, on page Kuf Beis. He repeats it again, on page Kuf Gimel. The Kain of Adorim Yotze, the Adrava, Roy, the Chavin, Lotis, Mitzvahs, Kiddush, Kavan, Tzvila. The Rav Apolskin, Benatora Yotze, Bekiddush, the Tzvila, the Chud. So Kedai, Lotzis, Mekayim, Abitzis, Teichon, the Tzvila, say, Yom, Daf, the Kilkosa. Should do it as early as possible. Ramses should do it as early as possible. The Kaddish today. When you superimpose your human Kedusha onto the Kedusha of the Rabbanah Shalom. True Shabbos is Kvi, Mekayim. But we should add our own Kedusha. And some compared to Bechor. Call out Bechor. Taktish Hashem will look out, but you all know how to use it. We lay it so many times. It's called the best of the array. We say it. Every other we lay it called Bukhar. Taktish. No way, Taktish. Low Taktish. So the Rashi said, you can't be Makdish for a different Kedusha. We should somehow re-sanctify it for Kedusha's Bukhar. So the number of Achronim was saying, that's Tratna Kiddush. We superimpose human sanctity onto the divine sanctity of Shabbos. And when you do it, as early as possible, so the entire day should be Kaddish. Why wait an hour? So why should I wait for the time to have a marriage till I get home an hour later? Do it right away. Iker at Akon Lotzeis Teichel Lekhnizas HaShabbos B'Tfilah. Ain't Lecha Mishalot is the Tzor Glotz of Kamash Kasafti. That's what I thought. Based on the simple reading of the Gemara from Sefer Brochus, the Kaddish B'Tzlusa, the Kaddish Alakos. You need both. This quote in Chilus Togo. It says, "I'm Vezersev Simon Ben Zayin." I think it's Ben Bov. Hashem Ra'o Shehidu Latzeis Bekvish Medoraisa V'Chakach Terabon Demabrokas. Because the Kama Mitzvah Pamayim. Rishonim Medoraisa Levad V'Chakach Terabon Demabrokas Dafka. That's not the Ra'o. The Vezersev after the Ra'o. Ra'o is the other way around. Ra'o's the one who said you should Dafka more and Dafka you. But he's the one who said it. Not the Ra'o. Ra'o quoted from the Ra'o. The Ra'o says, you say, Om Pamay Bachal Yom, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Bachal. But he says it wasn't from Naro. He's a miscall. He says, yes, it's not. It's not Aminig. We say Shema Yisrael. And we do Miyotze twice. Here too, Ulai Hitler says, Pamay, Kiddush Mitzvah Daraisa, Vachakach Adarabon Al Pam Al Kos Dafka. Finished. Twice. So Chasam Sofas Chorma is Ulai Kula. Ain't Okadal Kamakah.
I'm a royal chavon as alatnai. Here we go from the next part. Alatnai. Shadim, he lotes, he'll come up in tefila, the chavon lotes. The main hither, and everyone's lotes. I don't like tonight, even though I told you past tense. It'd be better than future tense. I told you it's on Thursday. Avoyosin nira listom el chavon el kaim a mitzvah kibi chavon el zal. He also the diet of Yosef in tefila, chobas kiddush, ritzon el lotes. And if not, not. Exactly what I said, word for word. How does it work? I don't know. Lev chacham and master. You have a mind that we do the right thing. And somehow it works. It's already a semi-theological question. The Chayodim doesn't address it as directly as I would like. But I haven't seen one. Maybe you can do your homework. Find out for me, what does that mean? Lev chacham and master. Do the right thing. Yes?
He says to be mechavan al tanai, or he says to
have... First says mechavan al tanai, then he backs out. It's the best. Chavan al tanai. I'm here to do the right thing. Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm here to do the right thing. You determine what the right thing is. Sometimes it's chassidish. Almost. The guy whistles. Oh, it's not quite the same. But it doesn't sound rigorous and brisk, which is he's noted for. It's a general rule. So I'm very excited that he says what I said. Okay, well, I said what he said, whatever. Okay, Rabbeinu, good. Okay. So what about this Vayechulu, Rabbi? What about Vayechulu? Oh, before anything else, I'll mechav them on another thing as well. He says over here, paragraph Hain. That's what I'll look up later on. This is all in Moad and Muzmanim. It's called a Simon Reish Mem Beis. It's in Hechos Pesach. It's in Pesach. It's called Chelik Gimel in this. One Hashem says this. It's all stuff on Pesach. Pesach. Rabosai, do you remember that Rambam? Where the Rambam said, this is the big deal we saw, I think the Kodesh Elul made a big deal, he also starts off. The Rambam writes in Perek Chav Tes, Rabosai, Halacha Vav, what does he say? Afal pi shehivdol b'tfila, sorach lehavdol lakos. By Kiddush, he didn't say that. Right? They want to bring a riot from there, that what? You're not yotze in tefillah. How did I answer you, if you remember? I said, no, Rabosai. This, the Rambam mentions this because that's found in the Gemara. The Gemara suggested at one point in time it wasn't true. Well, he was mavdil b'tefillah and alakos. So the whole tefillah from that, he had to say it. By Kiddush, it's obvious. He told you before. You make this text.
But then it's also obvious that the exact nusach is not the Rosa because if he says it,
you can use it. I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
No, but it's mukhra.
I have to agree with you. He says it's false. Yeah, it should close. The Bavdala Dafka, paragraph pain. Page Kuf Gimel. Kol Mahochi Shad Din Mavur Kem B'Gemara. V'chidishu. The Aftamol Amiras the Shor B'Malacha B'li Kos L'Nifta B'Kach. Rav Torah Avdala B'Kos. He should have added. There was a period in history when it was that way. Ava B'Kiddush Pshita the B'Rabban Abina Kos L'Mani B'Lada. Yeah. More or less like I said. Not exactly word for word. The same general idea, okay? So now putting this away, Rav Sternberg. Oh, I was very excited to see what he had over there. Fine. What about Vayechulu, Rav Sternberg? What should your kavana be by Vayechulu, and what's the relationship of Vayechulu with a kos? That's the question. Now, Vayechulu, what do you do with it? I told you before the Shaila. Should we say it's incorporated as part of Kiddush Aliyah? Well, no. You have to have Kavanah if you're a Chasam Soviet, not to have Kavanah Befer. I'm a Chavan not to be Yotze Vayechulu. Because according to Rashba, Chas Shalom, I can be Yotze. I won't be doing the right thing. Well, no, it's late in the game. That's the question. So I saw in the Sefer Kodesh Elulim, he talks about everything here. He's an Enigal Chasam Sofer. His name is Sofer. His name is Sofer. Right? Some of them call him some Sofer, some call him Schreiber. As you know, in Yiddish, Schreiber is a Sofer. It's the same exact name. Okay? He is a direct descendant
of both the Chasam Sof and Rabbi Kivega, obviously, because all the Chasam Sof's children from his second wife, who was a daughter of Rabbi Kivega. So if you come from Chasam Sof, you automatically come from Rabbi Kivega. That's not bad. Two for the price of one. That's not bad, Rabbi Isaac. I don't come from that. Anyone here come from that family? Anybody here? No, that you know about? Nobody? Okay. Sorry. Okay. Right, so this is the following. It's in Kuf Mem Zayin. This page, Kuf Mem Zayin. Okay. What he says as follows. Once they have Vayachulu, here we go. Yesh l'stabik Vayachulu sh'om al hakos. Kuhn t'rash b'yotzei. Okay? But it's not Kiddush proper. The Tosfos of Kuvav, that's our first Tosfos we saw. But Tzarech Iyun. If gam bazel na mechaven shalotz is a kiddush chasam sofer yidden shrivers and sofers, shalotz is a kiddush deraisa ben amufcha betofas bracha the mekadosh haShabbos moshtin chazal. No, he says, it's the top line on page kuf from Zion, column two. Ubepshitus nira the achash and itake in lomav vayachulu alakos shuv memelo who can chelak meakiddush vechoshev kekiddush arichta. Ad Gmar HaKiddush. I like that. I like it. I can't say it's true, for sure, but I like it. You'll see soon why. For Ayin Magan Avraham, which you have in front of you, you can see in Mishnah Berurah, it's on the Maran Makom, it's in Mishnah Berurah, I'm pretty sure. It's in Magan Avraham, it's in Kotten, Chof Aleph. If you have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you, I think you can find it in the Barhetev Tesvov, and it's one of the Mishnah Berurahs. I think it was maybe Memhei or something. I've got a bunch of Mishnah Berurahs I put on the Maran Makom sheet. What were they? Where's my piece of paper? Here we go. Mishnah Berurah, I asked you to see. Where is it? It's probably Memhei. Is Memhei around there? Is Memhei in Sif Yud? Yeah, it's probably Memhei. This is what the Magen says. It's Berhei the quotes in Tetzvav. Im shochach la'omav in Tzavani, omo toch asud ala kos. If you got to say Vayechulu in Kiddush, you pick up a cup a second time, say Vayechulu. Matam Moshe Magen Avraham. How do you like that? Did that happen to you? Did anyone here ever forget Vayechulu and pick up the cup in the middle of the meal? He never forgot it. When do you ever forget it? When do you ever forget it? When does it ever happen to forget it? When? Anyantif. So I forgot it. Happened to me. Now what do you do? So Pasha, what I should do is pick up a coast in the middle of the Gemil and say on Shabbos, say Vayechulu. That's often the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham. Then he says, Ayin Kovetz Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, the Mekadosh Ala Pas. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? Hamot Zolechem and Oretz, and he said the rest. Omer Vayechulu. Ain amiras vayachulu hefsek benetila lahamotzi to kevin shenogul oro havik hakol nusach kiddush echad. So now comes a $64,000 question. What happens if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Pirei Gofen, and right then and there you remind yourself that Shabbos you forgot vayachulu? That's what happened to me. I remembered later on. Then the first pick up the cup. I remember too early. Too late, but too early. Just the wrong second. What do you do now? So the Shmir Shabbos Kachos addresses this question. Open up, you have your sheets. Everybody else, have a look inside. So I don't have the... It was a previous page, so I didn't have it on my copy. My Shmir Shabbos in the room here, or I took it out? Is there a Shmir Shabbos in... I don't have a Shmir Shabbos in this room. Can I please borrow? Read it out loud. Read out loud the very first line of footnote Pei Hei. It's a previous page, the last line. Please read it out loud for everybody. Okay. And ideally, that's all it is, right? Ideally, he says that a person should say, in this kind of a case, Bar Pregofen, and then what? Then Vayachulu, and then Mekadosh HaShabbos. Why? Shakos Bar B'Shvil Vayachulu. V'abidum the kiddush hayom, the mevarach al hayayin lifnei she'omer birchos hakiddush. What pehei? What's on top? What case is he describing? What happened in this case of the that he's describing over here? No,
he said
Amotzi. He said Amotzi. And you realize he didn't say Vayechulu. So say Vayechulu right then and there.
Ah.
So the psak is, you don't say Vayechulu, but he doesn't understand why not. Why shouldn't he say Vayechulu? Ach shamati be'agrashaz orabach. The cave on with me line two. The cave on Jamiras Vayechulu alakos hirak hidur v'chumah bi'alma. Nire the mutav lahaktim Vayechulu. Better say Vayechulu before the bracha as opposed to after the bracha. Uktsas tzarech here. The ayin b'tur arachayim sov simen kuf pei tes. B'tur yaradeh simen reish samachay. Linyan bakoshes rachim al arachanim ol ben birchas bar pragaf on the shtia. How's it go? Elokeinu v'lokevo seinu kaima se'ol azel avivim ol ikarish rov yisrael ploni ben ploni. Yismacha v'yotzei chalotza v'sogol yimam before you've written the kakosuv. I've said it enough times, I should know it by heart. Yismacha v'icha v'imecha v'sogol ledach v'nema v'ever olayach v'rech mitzvoses v'damayach v'omalach v'damayach hayi v'omalach v'damayach hayi v'nema zoch al olam b'yisot ov v'sil ov d'orsh Kores is Avramash v'osol l'yischok. That's what's found in Tila, one of the two, right? Something or other. Hold Hashem ki tov kilam chazdo. Hold Hashem chazdo. Ploni ben ploni. Zeh kol 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 yia. Kesher shenuch as a bris. Ken yikonez the Torah l'chum hazem tovim. Oh, great. What do you mean? But I haven't drunk the wine yet. This text is not found anywhere. It's Shas. How can I say this? But the minig kodem was to do it exactly that way. Now that Johnny come late, he's going back to the chumrah because they make a drink from it before, and then you have to fill the cup again. That was not the original custom. The Torah quotes four different customs. We'll discuss it in a few minutes. So the Rav Neuman is saying, if you can say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Seinu, what's why Vayechulu was less than that? V'ayin shebaruch hashem and yoredeh simen reish samachay siv yuches. Shaminigush shows him the Basov, Achan is Hidis Hashem. Hey, Aruch HaShulchan. He knew what was going on in real life. A rabbi in a big city.
But there, the minhag is to say the Bakosh is after the word forgiven. Here, the minhag is never in this kind of way.
No, of course not. So I'm not sure. Can I borrow your Shemir Shabbos for a minute? I'm missing a little fact over here as to what exactly he is describing. Because he's not describing, I don't think, my particular case. That's not my recollection. Hold on a second. What is Pehe? The following case. In Birich HaMotzi, Alechem Sholem. He made a HaMotzi, and he forgot to make Kiddush. So he's not discussing the case. No one forgets to have a cup of wine. You're not going to forget to say Vayichul. In our minds, those two go together. The cup of wine with the whole text in the Siddur. You're not going to forget anything. But let's say, for example, you had no wine, and you're not used to this. So you make Kiddush al pas. So you take Marat, you make Hamotzi, and oops, I forgot Vayechulu. Now what do I do? I forgot Vayechulu. What do I do? Or the other case, he forgot Kiddush completely. He took that's a wild case. Came up from shul, he's hungry. Okay, let's wash. He just forgets about Kiddush completely. So he washes. His bar Amoti and his wife says, honey, you haven't made Kiddush. Whoops. Now what do you do? You bring him an extra Lecha Mishnah, right? And what do? You say the whole Kiddush without Vayechulu, eat a Kazayas, right? Then you take a cup, and you have Vayechulu with bar Pragoff in the middle of the meal. And you forgot completely about Kiddush. That's not what happened to me. But in this case, he said, you know what? Why don't you say, Rabosai, you should say Hagefen and Vayechulu, and just say it all. No. That's what a footnote picks up. That's the kind of a case he says. Right? So what do? You take a kos yayin, and what do? Vayechulu, and bar pragafen. No, that's, here it is. a guy forgot Kiddush and Gansin. So what do we tell him to do? He made a motzi? Okay, say Kiddush right now over the pass. Good. What's he owe us now? He owes us two things. Bar per gofen and vayichulu. Okay, so what do you do? In what order do you do it? So he says he first do, he's suggesting, Rav Neubert suggests, what do you do first? First bar per gofen, the vayichulu. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, his Rebbe, said nothing doing. Vayichulu is not important enough to put it between the bar per gofen and the what? And the drinking of the wine. So, Frank of Neubert, the Talmud, Gaval, we do it all the time. Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu by a bris, with the whole thing, with the Kriyas Hashem, that's different. Back to the, what you're up to. Odesh Levara, Immutu lo lecho v'sudu lefnei amirz v'yachulu shalakos. Okay. V'cheinesh Levara, v'sheshach olama v'yachulu k'gon shechoshev l'asas kiddush l'yomtev. My case! I'm a bar per gofen, niska shalom v'yachulu. My case, I found it in print. When it happened to me, I was stuck. I was stuck. I made bar per gofen. I remind myself it's Shabbos. So my wife was there. One of my kids was there. I said, uh-oh. I'm trying to, what am I going to do now? I started looking up within. I started frantically searching. I don't know what to do. Kigon shal, yeah. Ibich ha'gavno. Mutlo la'hafsik af ebirchas ha'gofen. Kelom ha'vayichulu. Take a vote on both sides. You know, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. Even if I forgot until later on and I make a vayichulu first, but now I already made my bar gofen first and vayichulu is missing. What am I going to do? Isn't it better to put it on the coast, the original coast, and to have another coast later on, a vayichulu, which is meaningless? L'chori yesh l'hovi mehod v'simen resh ayin aleph v'mishtaburus v'kotn chav dalet on the makoros for this reason. What does it say there? Lo yavsik acha birchas ha'gefen v'amiris vayichulu. This is, of course, the Havi. Who can read me, please, Mr. Brewer, Sifkat Chavdalat? Read it to me. Nandur HaGafen. Who can read it to me? Please read it. I left mine in the room. Yeah, Mordechai, read it. Right. That's correct. A guy is not going to say Vayechulu between Amot Zilechem and Aretz. And the eating of the bread, and so too, when it comes to what? When it comes to bar per gofen. Then he says, "El yesh lechalek mehodesim and kuf sam of zayin siv zayin, tachet birchas amotzi yochol levarich birchas anatilas yadayim." You make anatilas yadayim between hamotzi and what? And eating the bread. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Vayechulu. The answer is obvious. The answer is that Alatilas Yadayim was a tzorach of the Suda proper. Whereas Vayechulu was a tzorach of Shabbos, not a tzorach of the Suda. I'm taking a different vote. In my humble opinion, you cannot bring any raya whatsoever from Chavdala to our case. I'll tell you what happened. I said Vayechulu right then and there. I was gutsy. That was the gutsy move. The gutsy move was to say Vayechulu right then and there after I said Baruch Pragofen. And before I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher, Baruch Abonim Mikolom, Ramonim Mikoloshon, Tinnah Viyavos, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Shavua, Yom HaShavuos. The next day, I met, I think, Rabbi Shechter Shalita, and another Rabbi Shalita. I told him my tale of woe. I told him what I did. They both told me I was wrong. I'm telling you right up front, the full disclosure. How can you do such a thing? How can you be so gutsy? How can you be so gutsy? What are you doing? You should have just said, Ashabach Abanu, and said, Vayechulu later on, in the middle of the meal. You took too much on your plate. I had no raya. So I looked it up. I said, I found the Shabbos Shabbos Gilchasa. He says, you know, you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because of Kipkan Chavdal. I want to refute this raya completely and utterly. Let me tell you how. I want to refute this raya. The both of them, I want to refute the raya. Listen very carefully, this is a major, major yisod. A major yisod. Listen very carefully, Rabbi Osayn. There is a Rashi in Erevin It's quoted in effect here in the base mayor you have in front of you. So since you have the base mayor that's on the left-hand column, we're gonna read it right now. He quotes it from a Ra'avan, Hilchos Erev and Daf Ayin. This is his quote. Yom Toma, Mai Chashuva Ti'imazu Lahatir Es HaKos. What they did was, there was a bris meal on Yom Kippur, they would give it to the baby. The baby didn't drink the cup. You know that every meal, what do they do with the, when they say with the Maya Chayi, what do they do? What do they do, no? They give a little bit of wine, correct? They give a little wine and put it in the mouth of the... No, you don't see that? Always. That's quoted in the Torah. But the kid, he's not Chayim Mitzvah, he's 8 days old. Ibra, he chashuva, it does count. Why? Since the Ravan, Ravan is a Kadman, very early Rishon. Tatiima sakos lesa elamishun gnai shalkos. Shalo yomu shalo letzorachu brachazu. V'chichazu dematimina leletinok leka gnai. Unbelievable. The only reason you have to drink from the cup is because of gnai. Who said it first? Rashi. As early as the Ravan was, Rashi was earlier. Take a look halfway on this column of the base mayor, where it's found in a parentheses. Well, there's a little dot. B'chein be'emes mavur b'pi means b'pirish, pay you, but a little line. The line, next line starts Rashi. Everyone see? It's just about where it says Rabbi Kivega on the right. Just make a beeline to the left. You bump it to the word Rashi. Erevin af memem beis v'zel l'shonah. List really Yanuka Lishtoso. This is not the Maram Makom. Who saw the Gemara? Who saw the Gemara that yesterday to see an Erev Memem Beis? Who saw it? No one saw it yet? Not finished Maram Makomas yet? Guys, who saw Erev Memem Beis? Raise your hand. Shia Samecho Baruch Esnaro Secher Eman Asimato. A minion. But the parts of Ruba Lomit. Those guys didn't see it yet. You have to see it. So we read over here. What are we talking about? Shechiyon. You make Shechiyon Yom Kippur. So you say Shechiyon is made on the coast. So you should make have a coast on Yom Kippur and say Shechiyon on that coast. What are you going to do with the coast of wine? It's Yom Kippur. What are you going to do with it? Leisve liyanuka, says Rashi. Lishtoso. Dahai sheyitom dekomar. Lav dafka damavarech. Duadin kishosu akwino. If somebody else drinks the wine, not the person. Making kiddush is also good enough. Or saying shechiyon is also good enough. Why? Why? The tama mishum gidganai hu lekol shabracha shelo yahana adam imenu ute birchas bar pri hagafen is missing shelo letzorech umechitoyim leachwina shapir dami. End quote of Rashi. You see, klar pashtuso mevua kedasa ravan. That the only reason you have to drink from the kol shel kiddush is it shouldn't be a gnai for the coast. Rebbeinu shel olam. What happened to bracha levatala? To make a bar break up and I don't drink from the wine, that's a classic bracha levatala. What is going on over here? Elo, shebetshuva saran, simenun beis docha das ha-shol. He's shol, a big time in Chachamim. Shehevin kochi b'viri Rashi, because of, no. Shedivir Rashi, hochi b'sparshin. The chiyamina and mavarach tzorach sheyitam the mashal and mavarach atzmo haynu tama mishun the gedayel the kol shel brocha shel yehena adam imenu lialter elok shelosh shasa adam imenu klal hadav a barish eno gedayel b'vad el isu gamer the kaimel and mavarach brocha sheyna tzricha over mishum lo sisa. So once you make a bar per gafen, you don't drink it. It's a brocha levatala. Uve mechilas kvodo, says the base mayor about the Ran. Vilvad shalosh and Rashi zel eno solo perusho. Avki gamki yesh betmoa hodin zeh mevorach tzorach sheyitam enam nishma elam meabraisa shemesechas psochem anal. Ule perusho kosha Rashi mehechin nishma klal huak pedo sheyitam amavorach beatzmo mishum gnai mebraisa zu. Ho mishom la nishma ele shemuchach lipogem uke de pirish bemes harashbam sham and kufhem et beis. Bene asa bene acher. Levan ein kavanas Rashi al karavan. The Ravan holds beferish that way. The Ravan is wrong pshat in Rashi. But the question begs itself, why is it not a bracha levatala if I make a borei pri agafen and do not drink from the wine? Yes. Correct. Borei pri agafen on a kiddush is not merely a straightforward birchas hananim. It's also a birchas hashavach as an integral part of kiddush. It's a birchas hashavach, Rabosai. How many talmidim saw the Rashash in Erev in Daf Menem and Beis? Who saw the Rashash? Only one, two. Okay, Rabosai, that's also very, very important. He has the same question that we saw until now. How is it possible? The Poshup Shah, Rabosai, it's a birchas hashavach. It's a birchas hashavach. Who said so, Rabosai? Who said so? The Beis Meir said so. You know, let's not go any further. We still have two more minutes, but let's see if we can finish this important part of the Beis Meir. We skipped the top. Let's go back to it. This is as follows. Divided the sixth line. Mishabrocha levatola meikara lesa. Why? The brocha levatola lo havi ele levatola mamish. Lo kein brocha zu denitkan akidush o azman. Potential shechiyonu. Or birchas hamila shetei ala kos shuv abrocha gamken shevach leborei baruch hu shebora hayayin lekadesh olav v'zet tzorcho kimot tzorach hashtia v'efshu yoser. What's the manifest destiny of wine? You know the famous story about the mitzvah tree record. You know the apple was rolling down and went, oh, you're not going to make a bracha on me, brother me. And when the Yossi said, little Yossi, he said the bracha, we know it too. That's this, my kids grew up with this. You know, you grew up with this. The apple wanted a bracha should be made upon. That's his destiny in life, just to make a bracha. What's the destiny of wine? Not just to have a wine, it's not much, some wino, shmokane, a wino, should make a bracha for a guffin on. No! Kiddush! Kiddush! That's the destiny of Yayin. More than the Hanoah from it. V'ein batima elevishim lolevi g'nai l'koz. That's Pashup Shat. Psochem Kufay. Hamavarab Tsarach Sheyidom. What's the Kiddush? Shouldn't be a brachal of Atala? It means to come against the Havim that the Ravan is right. No, much better this way. And he even wants to read into our toast, which I think is a Pella Otz. We'll get to that tomorrow. So far we're up to, we're stopping, we're out of time, that the Yai, the Birchas Bar Pregofen of Kiddush is different than the Stam Bar Pregofen. It's not only a Birchas Anenin, it's a Birchas Shevach Vodah. And the only reason why we're required to drink from the wine is Shindy Gnai. So for an 8-day-old baby, he only drinks it's good enough. As opposed to some of our Birchas Anenin, it wouldn't be good enough at all. Rabosa, you hear what I'm telling you? Wow. A lot of unbelievable chidushim today. The tzlach and it is. That's a chidushim the floor of the Naroim today, Rabbas. The floor, mamish. Tomorrow, I don't know if I can top today. I don't know if I can top as many chidushim the floor. But we have to have the maramakomas. You should see them all by tomorrow because I want for Tuesday to be able to give a new maramakomas. If I can. I don't want to go ahead of you, but I'd like to. If everyone can finish by tomorrow, the maramakomas. Tomorrow, Shir is at 1 o'clock. See out of the Shema. Oh. You found the Maril, by the way?
I did.
Is that anyone? Is somebody there? Said the Maril is really there.